the leap. The waves lift her kayak onto the sand. There's no sign of life apart from terns diving further out in the bay. He's asleep on piled-up brush, his red swan dry cushioning his head. The smell of the cooking fire wakes him. He scowls at her. Someone will see the smoke. You need a feed, your skinny ass. Not a crime to be starving, is it? Plenty of other crimes, aren't there? He turns to the fire, eyes on the slabs of meat, singed black, dripping fat onto the coals. He talks, she listens without responding. His stories have one theme, how hard he's doing it. As soon as they've eaten, she gets up and drags her kayak into the shallows. Aren't you staying? His voice is grating. Why would I? She pushes the kayak out, choking back her tears. When will you be back? In the past, she's crumbled. This time, she has a choice. Her scholarship, the possibility of a new life. She paddles hard, telling herself not to look back. A part of her wants to do what she's always done, give up everything to look after her brother. But he's had his chances. Now she wants hers. Round the headland she stops. Shoals of silvery fish are zigzagging across the surface of the water. Will any outswim the kahawai chasing them? A lone sprat leaps high in a bid to live.